Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. Psalm 27:14. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold. Shall I be afraid of what man can do? There is one who has promised me that he will never forsake me, that he will always be there for me, that he never slumbers, and it is he who keeps me safe, who watches over me, who hides me in the shelter of his arms when I am in need. It is he who sets me high upon a rock out of danger and sets his angels about to protect me and keep the evil one from devouring me. My strength comes from the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and without a reverent fear of the Lord, of his power, and of his wisdom and presence, what has a man? Without a reverent fear for the Lord, where is the wisdom of a man? And what has he to fear? Himself, maybe? It is his pride he should fear. The downfall of many is pride. It clouds the eyes, it closes the ears, and it dulls the senses. I cannot confess nor acknowledge it. Yet the truth of it is that pride, I own it, whether I want to or not. Take the cultural issues of the day, gun rights, medical privacy rights, family rights, the distortion of marriage, the pornography presented to children in schools, the continued need to divide and conquer people. This is not the world that the Lord God created. It does not in any way resemble the creation spoken of in Genesis. Paradise is how the Garden of Eden is described, a place where the earth held within its bounds and foundation all that was needed to sustain it. Water flowed up from the earth, and all living creatures were fed and of need of nothing that was not supplied for them. There was peace upon the earth. And this is confirmed to us in the scripture that speaks of God walking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the garden. Here we once again come back to the beginning, to the decision that was made to not fully trust God and his word, to let the door be opened ever so slightly, to let the evil one twist the word of God and to cause doubt and question. At that moment, Adam and Eve gave up their right to commune with God as he is pure and holy, and they now, in having not trusted him, have broken the bond formed with him. Today we are all too willing to give up our rights under the guise that what we give up, what we are willing to sacrifice, will bring about peace, and nothing could be further from the truth. And the enemy knows it, and has yet had a field day watching people walk up to the altar of a nation's government in whatever form it may be, and throw upon the altar any semblance of truth known to them for the false promise of peace, and that it is for the common good. Do you seek peace? Do you want to do good for your neighbor? Then share the gospel with them. Tell them that the day quickly approaches when the Lord Jesus Christ will return, and that on that day the fate of every soul that lives or has lived will be sealed. Tell them that God, Emmanuel, came to earth for the express reason to ransom them, to save them, to redeem them from death. Death, that last breath, comes to all people. But what is spoken of here is the time given each of us upon the earth, and it is what comes after your last breath that will be set for you eternally. Imagine being the creator, and with each day, with each new addition to your creation, you observe and see and know that it is good. How does he know? Because he's God. There is no other that could put together what has been created. There is no single molecule that exploded, and from it came everything that we know today, including mankind. That is thinking that cannot even begin to reflect a bit of common sense. How is it even possible? Our bodies are made up of millions of different particles that each one has a specific function, a job to do, and when they do not do their job for whatever reason, the entire body suffers. The reality of all this is that with each lie, with each strand of deception that is fed, it silences you in some way. You may find yourself or have already turned to drugs or alcohol or even prostitution because there is no self-worth within you. And you see what may start out as a physical struggle expands and goes from there to a mental struggle. For some, they come together. And from there to a spiritual struggle. After all, it becomes easier and easier to blame someone else for the choices you have made. And why not blame God and yell and scream at Him? You can't look Him in the face, not yet anyway. But you can turn and walk away from Him, and you can shut out what He speaks to you. And when your pride takes a hit, well, that never turns out well for anyone. There is a path from darkness to light. There is a voice that has thundered from the heavens many a time, and it has lifted up a people, calling them His very own. That voice belongs to God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And to Him there is no compare. He has opened the way to eternity for you. He does this for us, offering His salvation and right hand to a people that are not born of the flesh into His chosen family, but by being born of the Spirit through the blood of His Son, through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. He comes with an invitation to become part of His family, this great family of God, and He gives this invitation to all who will hear it, to all who will take it in hand and heart. But there are many, untold numbers, that will reject His invitation, that will reject Him and what He has to offer, eternal life, and a mansion built for each of them in the New Jerusalem when it comes down from heaven. He offers the beauty of heaven, the peace of heaven, the rest of heaven. He offers to each what they desire here on earth, but which will never be attainable to them in its present state. He already knows who will answer His invitation. He knows whose eyes and ears will be opened. He knows who will reject Him. And yet He makes the offer to each of us. It is not He who is fooled by our sacrifices and by our taking a moment or being in a moment and saying the words to please another or saying them with empty truths behind them. He will not nor can He be fooled by words spoken or actions taken. He will not be fooled, and woe to the man who thinks that he's pulled it off. Hard times, they're coming, of that be sure. Do not think you can enter into this age, into this day, and be a neutral party, because in truth, no such thing exists. Do you need strength? Call upon the Lord. Are your finances in trouble? Call upon the Lord. Your relationships in these days, are they waning, falling apart, stressed? Call upon the Lord. Know that as He calls upon you, as He answers you, that He is going to ask to sit with you, to examine your heart, your attitude, and your love for Him. And He may ask you to bow down before Him. The question for you is, can you or will you? He may ask you to do something you don't believe you can do, or if your pride is egotistic, something you feel is beneath you. How will you answer Him? Remember, He does not seek to shame you, but to help you grow, and sometimes growth spurts hurt. He only wants what's best for you. How many people can say that of others? Here again, though, pride closes so many doors. I think perhaps in this passage of Scripture that if we would keep our eyes focused, our ears attentive, and our hearts guarded, we would look upon these days differently, and we would realize the urgency to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and to be excited to testify and witness to the majesty and splendor of our Lord. Seek the light, truth. Seek life, salvation. Have a stronghold, a refuge in times of trouble. Know that you are not alone. The Creator of the world, the heavens, and all that is, was, or will be, knows you by name, and will keep you safe, and will hide you, will set you high upon a rock when you are His. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him. I will protect Him, for He acknowledges my name. And He will call upon me, and I will answer Him. And I will be with Him in trouble, I will deliver Him and honor Him. And with long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. Psalm 91:14-16. Praise God for these beautiful words of hope and of encouragement, revealing His faithfulness and His fullness and richness of life. Darkness may seem to be prevailing today, but as God's word says, when evening comes, there is light. There will be light. The question you need to ask yourself today is, what does my relationship with the Lord look like? And then ask yourself, are you prepared to give the reason for your hope? And if not, today may be the day that you need to fall upon your knees and talk to the Lord about your relationship with Him and your life. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved, that we can be saved by. Only the name of Jesus. Only the name of Jesus. Only the name of Jesus.